Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Monday, April 1st, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. As we first shared in an update on Friday, Apple has totally canceled its AirPower wireless charging mat project, citing an inability for AirPower to meet Apple's high standards after much effort. And no, that's not an April Fool's joke. But with the promise of a single wireless charging mat from Apple that can power up an iPhone, Apple Watch, and AirPods charging case, officially dead, we can now turn to third-party options without worrying about AirPower coming any day now. These don't necessarily feature the place anywhere on the mat to charge promise of AirPower, and there's no custom animations or special iOS integration yet, but they're real at least. Nomad is a top contender for AirPower's alternative business. The company, which we know well, sells a $140 base station Apple Watch edition that can charge one or two iPhones or other smartphones with wireless charging on a mat, or one iPhone and one AirPods charging case. Plus, it includes an Apple Watch charging puck all on one product. This is competitive with much more common combo stations that only charge one device wirelessly and one Apple Watch with the charging puck. The only problem is Nomad is being slammed with orders, as you can imagine. So if you buy today, you likely won't receive the charging station until mid-May at the soonest. Nomad also has versions that can charge one device wirelessly and one Apple Watch, or two devices wirelessly and no Apple Watch, price as low as $99, with stock more readily available. Slice Charge is another option, although the company behind the hardware is less known. 9to5 Mac has reviews of both products for your consideration, however, and more options are sure to pop up in the wake of AirPower's official cancellation. We also learned on Friday that Apple will shut down Texture, the digital magazine subscription business that it bought last year to build its new Apple News Plus service, ending support at the end of May. Texture was available on both iOS and Android, but only Apple platforms feature Apple News, meaning Android won't have a replacement. And CNET reports that Gerard Williams III has left Apple after 9 years. Gerard who? According to the report, Williams was a top engineer who worked at Apple for 9 years to lead its platform architecture, i.e. custom processors used in iPhones and iPads. Okay? And 9to5 Mac sister site Electric, E-L-C-T-R-E-K, has a new scoop. Apple has hired Tesla's head of electric powertrains, presumably to help bring Apple's electric car to market. Interesting. And in the deal space, 9to5 Toys reports that the streaming service DirecTV Now has revived its free Apple TV 4K deal for new customers who sign up for 4 months of service. And if you want a behind-the-scenes look at how we work at 9to5 Mac, I published my latest office tour over the weekend, sharing some of my hardware and software choices and photos. We've also got loads of new videos on youtube.com/9to5Mac from video editor Jeff Benjamin, including an AirPower story explainer, the latest changes in iOS 12.3 beta and iOS 12.2 release, and our AirPods 2 video review. Look for my thoughts on the new AirPods on 9to5 Mac later today. And if news roundups interest you, be sure to check out our weekly Top Stories series linked in the show notes to see the biggest stories from 9to5 Mac over the last week. Top Stories runs every Saturday morning. And since it's Monday, let's catch up with my colleague Bradley Chambers.
Hey, thanks, Zach. So my Saturday article, looking at the 9.7-inch iPad, it wasn't updated this year, but that doesn't mean that I think schools should stop buying it. It's still a great iPad, especially for the price. I think it'll serve for many years to come. And this is the low-cost iPad primarily aimed at schools and budget-conscious shoppers. They don't need, you know, the fastest A-chip. They need a workable iPad with plenty of accessories, and that's exactly what the 9.7-inch iPad is. So again, all the other iPads have already been updated this year, or you'll presume that you'll be updated this fall with the iPad Pros, but April is education buying season for the following school year. And so if Apple is going to update that iPad, it would be this year. And I have some reasons why I think they kept it. You'll want to read the article to find that out, but it has to do with, you know, getting their margins back to where they want it to be long term. And then yesterday I looked at this kind of the importance of iOS 13 for the iPad as a whole. I think this is the most important release for the iPad to date, because if another year comes and goes and we just have kind of basic updates to the iPad from a software perspective, it's going to be really disappointing, because Apple spent the past few years really filling out the line of hardware for the iPad. We've got iPads as low as essentially $300, and it can be as high as $1,500 with upgrades. So this is a laptop style lineup, and it's time for the software to match that. Check out the article. It'll be link will be in the show notes, and we'll talk to y'all next week.
Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.